prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We're starting the week off as Tuesday being the first day, which means we're starting off with the Blueprint Power Hour in just a moment. Yesterday was a holiday. Hope everybody enjoyed themselves for their day off. We have a great show planned today after we answer questions and ad-lib today. We don't have a lot of questions prepared, but we have a lot of really important things to talk about. Feel free to post on my Facebook wall if you have a question you want us to answer. That'll be cool. And then after that, at the top of the new hour, we're going to be joined by Suha Landa to talk about her new product, which is a pretty cool bone broth product that I've tried. I haven't been crazy about a lot of the bone broth products out there. This one I really like, and I actually like it cold. And they have some really amazing flavors. And we're going to talk to her about her new product and give her a little publicity on today's show. Without further delay, let's run Rob's music. Oh, that's not Rob's music. This is Rob's music.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
How you doing, Rob?
I am doing fantastic. How about you?
Good. Did you have a nice four-day weekend?
I did. We got some really good exercise in by hiking up and down the largest mountain in Massachusetts. So I was pretty spent yesterday.
How tall is the largest mountain in Massachusetts?
Oh, gosh. I don't know what it is, but it's been a long time since I've hiked in terrain like that. And interestingly enough, coming down was just as treacherous as going up. You know, you'd expect lugging 240 pounds or whatever your body weight is up is going to be difficult. That's true, but boy, one wrong step on a mountain like that and you are in trouble. Yeah. You are in trouble. My wife, in fact, was telling me, listen, don't sprain an ankle or anything. There's no way I'm carrying you out of here.
Right.
So it was an eye-opener. We don't do a lot of hiking, but I think we're going to in the future.
So Elisa and I will be in Ireland the end of June and the beginning of July, all through July 4th weekend. And we're going to be traveling around Ireland, and we have quite a few hiking trips planned.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. And, you know, I've been really working hard to rehab my foot, and it's coming along quite nicely because I want to be able to go the distance. I've actually started doing farmer's walks around the neighborhood again. They hurt for the first couple seconds until the foot kind of stretches out. And then after that, I'm fine. And I trained legs yesterday. So yesterday I came home from the gym and I had that feeling of feeling amazing. It's been so long since I've trained and haven't felt crushed. So I know that, you know, it's taken me months to get just to where I am right now. I weighed myself. I'm 222 pounds right now, down from 228, which is the picture I posted in February. And it's taken me months to get to the point where my training isn't making me feel completely spent. And yesterday I trained legs and I had a fantastic training session. In fact, I did leg presses yesterday. I did leg presses last session, but I only went to five plates a side. I did five sets of 20 reps, just kind of feeling my way through it, pushing my foot on against the platform, feeling how the foot feels. Yesterday, I went up to nine plates a side. I did 18 reps. The last two sets were nine plates a side, 18 reps each. I felt like I could have pushed further, but I was really focusing on the op. Normally, when I do leg presses, I focus on keeping my heels as the primary contact point on the platform. But yesterday I focused on keeping the balls of my feet and my toes pressed and purchased against the platform because I'm rehabbing this calf. The left calf is just starting to grow again, just starting. But it's a long journey. I have to tell you, Dr. Seeds has me wearing a compression sock on the left side. I bought a few pair of those Tough Mudder compression socks that a lot of these guys use when they do long distance stuff. And yeah. And I've got them on both legs because I feel stupid wearing one and not the other. The swelling has gone down except in right in the area of the surgery. And he warned me, he said, it'll be the rest of the year at least before all the swelling is gone in the foot. Because this it was a big surgery, but also your feet, you don't realize the demand that your feet are under day in and day out, just walking and standing and carrying you. There's no way to, you know, when I got my tricep reattached, I was able to wear what do they call that thing that you put your hand in? And I want to say tourniquet, but it's not a tourniquet. I was able to keep my arm out of life and have it be immobilized for periods of time. You can't do that with your feet. Even with a walking boot, your foot is receiving some form of stress and pressure all the time if you're standing.
Right.
So it takes a long time for feet to heal when you have injuries. And that's why take care of your feet. Listen to a guy who didn't. I've crushed toes, broken toes, smashed feet. When I was 22 years old, I ran my foot over with a lawnmower and had to have two toes put back on. I have not taken care of my feet, and I am paying for it now. Take care of your feet, really. Keep them protected. Don't go barefoot on hot concrete just because you can. Take care of your feet, really.
Right. Right. Amen.
So what's new with you? How's your training going?
It's going terrific. As a matter of fact, I am almost back to my top-end weights on my upper body stuff. If you recall, I had shoulder surgery back in January.
Right.
It has been a slow go. Consequently, you know, when I was trying to work my way back, the right elbow started to flare up, and I'm bone on bone there arthritis-wise. I had what is known as AmnioFix treatment, where they actually take a needle, go right between the two bones to, you know, the joint, and inject amniotic fluid. It has made a 50% reduction in my pain. So, you know, I am a stone's throw from where I was, when I was 100%. So I'm very, very happy with some of the therapeutic options out there. And I learned a lot, too, along the way about, you know, the magic that is BPC-157 and things like that. So for everyone out there with those injuries, you know, don't give up. There's help.
And also it's worth saying, so Dr. William Seeds will be back on the show very shortly. He is the chief scientific officer for the newly formed organization, International Peptide Society. And they are actually getting out in front of the emerging peptide industry. Doctors are starting to prescribe peptides more and more, and so there needs to be some sort of standards and practice and,
right,
and things. And the IPS is going to be setting those standards on a global basis. There are scientists, physicians, and the clinicians on every continent right now that are involved with the IPS to create these standards and good practices that doctors should follow. And I can tell you that BPC works. And whenever I see someone post that BPC didn't work for them, I immediately think they didn't buy real BPC, or they bought something that wasn't taken care of properly or wasn't manufactured properly, because BPC works. I'm living proof of it. I mean, my foot healed faster than anyone has ever seen. I never let up. And so if you have real BPC, it works. If you don't have real BPC, your experience is going to be bad. That's the bottom line. That's all there is to it.
And we really need to get our act together as an industry with respect to peptides, because you know which way SARMs are going, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But if we want something around that actually works as well as the BPC-157 and has an infinite possibilities attached to it, right? Because that's all they are is peptides, structural links of amino acids. You know, there's millions of them, and they tell your body to do things like heal quicker. So if we're going to continue to have access to quality products like that, we need to make sure what's happening to SARMs doesn't happen to peptides.
So what do you want to talk about today, Rob? I know that we didn't have any specific questions, or we have some questions that we're just going to kind of try to address. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, I received an email this morning from a guy that wanted to know how to blend or how to get the benefits of both a strength-oriented session as well as hypertrophy in the same workout. He's like, look, man, I don't have a lot of time. I just, you know, I need to know. A couple of things. Number one, I would tell you the first and probably most efficient way to train like that, and it covers low reps with heavy weight, high reps, and everything in between, are triple drop sets. If you haven't done these recently, I would highly, highly recommend them, because in the span of just a very few minutes, you can get a very effective workout for any muscle group. Okay, that you're working with. The other option is if you have a little more time, you can do your strength sets up front, really heavy, really low reps, just one or two work sets. And when you're done with that, proceed to, I'm using a modified 5x5 approach where, for example, on the pullover machine for back, my hypertrophy consists of five sets of five with a given weight with just 1 minute in between sets. The beauty of this is the only thing you really need to track is reps. So, you know, five sets of five, okay, you've done 25 total reps in that time period. Once you're able to get 35 reps, 10 more, you increase the weight on the machine. It's a form of double progression. In less than 5 minutes or thereabouts, you get a very, very effective hypertrophy workout on the back of, on the back of your strength work. I've been having amazing results with that. The workouts are not long. They are not complex. It's just simply adhering to the law of progressive resistance. So, you know, mix up your rest intervals. You can mix your both your strength and your hypertrophy work. And if you're looking to do it all in one extended set, look into triple drops. Hard to beat if you're pressed for time.
Yeah. Because just remember, handling heavy weight builds strength.
Yeah.
And doing lots of volume builds hypertrophy.
Right.
So you absolutely can marry the two. One of the things that I've always focused on was when you're freshest, do your heavy set. Your heavy sets, your heavy movement, whatever it is, get it out of the way. That's your max. And then with each next movement, bring your weight down and start increasing your reps to the point where maybe your, let's say for chest, you do bench presses as an opener, and you look for heavy weight and you work towards failing in 5 to 6 reps. The next set of whatever you do, if they're pec deck, if they're fly, shoot for 20 reps. Use a weight that you could do for 20 reps for 5 sets.
Exactly.
And stay there. So you stimulate strength, you stimulate the neuromuscular adaptation that's required for strength. But then after that, you use lighter weight and you start to stretch the fascia and cause the lactate buildup and all the things that seem to cause greater hypertrophy. You can do that all in one workout. There's no doubt about it. And I think Brad Schoenfeld's whole book that he wrote, the last one that he wrote, is exactly those types of setups. You know, heavy, lower rep stuff for your first movement, and then progressively lighter and progressively more reps with each movement you do in succession thereafter. And Carlos, my friend Carlos Cardenas out in California, when he used to come to Phoenix to train with me, he got me to start doing burnout sets.
Yeah.
You know, we would do something, and then he'd say, well, no, one more set, and he would drop the weight by 60%, 70%. So you're only handling 30, 40% of the max weight you were just using. And he would go, just do as many reps as you can.
Yep. And there's some good science now to support the fact that that is a great way to grow the muscle. So, yeah. You know, what guys stumbled across on their own years ago, we now have science to back that up.
Now, do we have some questions to answer today, or are we just going to kind of talk? Because I got lots of good stuff to talk about, too. Do you have some questions you want to answer today?
You go ahead and pick the next topic. I'll get to the question after that.
Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about vitamin B. Some of the discoveries that I've made recently will unfold in a series of shows, one of which will be this week, Wednesday, I believe it is. That's the starter show. And I want to talk about B vitamins for a second when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body. Crazy savings, insane results.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of HM Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. The music was slow to start, so I'm just going to shut it down. I want to talk about B vitamins for a second, Rob. So, but before I talk about them, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah, sure.
So, what is it that people always say about vitamin D and vitamin A as to, oh, don't take too much of it? Why do they say don't take too much of it? Because what?
They're fat soluble.
Ah, they're fat soluble. Oh, they're stored in the fat. You don't want to take too much of those. Right?
Yeah.
And what is it that they say about vitamin B that makes you think, oh, I could take as much as I want every single day because they are what?
Oh, that's a good question.
They're water soluble, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Now, what do you think people interpret when a doctor says, well, B vitamins are water soluble? That means that no matter how much you take, you just pee them out, right?
Yeah, I think I know where you're going.
That's right, because it's untrue. It's untrue. Yeah. It is not true.
Yeah.
Just because a vitamin is water soluble doesn't mean you can't bioaccumulate dangerous levels of it. And we've been in the dark about this. B6 and B12. People take B6 and B12 like it's going out of style. Not to mention the forms of B6 and B12 that they take are not the forms that our body likes. Okay, pyridoxine hydrochloride is not a naturally occurring form of B6. Our body has a hard time getting rid of it, and methylcobalamin is the and hydroxycobalamin are the normal ones that your body is used to using and storing in muscle and in liver. Not cyanocobalamin, which is actually attached to cyanide. Just in case you want to know what the cyano stands for. Now we all know what cyanide is, right, Rob?
Right.
It's poison, right?
Bad stuff.
Okay. So we have been under this illusion for decades now that B vitamins are harmless. You could take as much as you want because you just pee them out. See, your pee is so yellow. It's so orange. That's all the B vitamins. You're just peeing them out. Well, guess what? It's not true. And there is a quiet epidemic happening in this country right now of people who are over-accumulating B12 and B6. Guess where you accumulate this stuff, Rob? Where do you save this stuff, you think? Since D and A are stored in fat, where is, if any, B vitamin stored in?
You got me there.
No, I don't. But let's just go down the rabbit hole and think about it.
Okay.
When you eat steak, you get B12, right?
Yes, you do.
You also get B6 and a bunch of the other B vitamins too.
Right.
What is steak? What part of the animal is steak? It's the muscle, right?
Correct.
Okay. So the largest organ in your body, if you are not the average overweight, obese American, is muscle. And B vitamins are stored in muscle. So this illusion that, oh, I can take as much B vitamins as I want because I'm just going to pee them out is nonsense, because if your load of intake of B vitamins, and I'm going to show you how fast the load can go high fast. If your load of B vitamins on a day in and day out basis is, let's just for the sake of numbers, say 100% of the safe upper limits, right? But you only drink 6 glasses of water a day. And on top of that, you're not active. Because remember, all the B vitamins support protein utilization, glycogen resynthesis. Yep. They support activity. B vitamins support activity. So if you sit at a desk 8 hours a day and basically you drink a bunch of coffee, which is a diuretic, you had alcohol last night, today you had 2 glasses of water, and then you're pounding down fortified foods that are all fortified with B6 and B12, natural foods, which all have B6 and B12. I mean, B6 is in everything. Nuts, yeah, fruit, meat, fish. Okay, and then on top of that, every single day you have a couple Red Bulls. And each of those has 400% of the RDA of B6. Or better yet, you have a 5-hour energy which has 2,000% of the B6 and 8,000% of the B12.
Right.
But you don't move, and you drink hardly any water, and you use products that are actually diuretics. They actually make you more dehydrated. The Bs are stored in the muscle. And guess what B vitamins are notorious for doing? Destroying the nervous system, the peripheral nervous system.
I recall something about nerve damage.
Yes.
With a very, very high intake level of B vitamins.
Yes. So the symptoms of B overdose are exactly the same as B underdose. If you don't get enough B12 and B6 in your diet, you start to develop neurological disorders, peripheral neurological disorders. If you get too much, you develop the same problems. Now, we have a population today that is suffering from things like fibromyalgia, which is hyperactivity. It's actually the right name for fibromyalgia is called hyperalgesia, right? We know the term analgesic. An analgesic reduces pain. Algesia is sensation that is pain. Hyperalgesia is people who feel like they feel this pain all the time, even though nothing's happening.
Yep.
So hyperalgesia is a form of peripheral neuropathy, as is the sensation of cold, the sensation of hot, the sensation of tingling, the sensation of buzzing. Hyperalgesia and demyelination are things that happen to nerves when they're attacked. So if you have all of these B6 and B12 vitamins stored in your muscle to dangerously high levels, you start to develop numbness in your hands, numbness in your feet, numbness in your legs, tingling, burning sensations, tinnitus, ringing in your ears. If it attacks the vagus nerve, you'll start to snore. You'll develop GERD. So what's happening to us today, right now, because we are lulled into this idea that, I mean, even George Tuliatos, who's a doctor, challenged the comment I put up on Facebook and simply said, B vitamins are water soluble. You urinate them out. What if you don't drink enough water, George? See, this idea that it's all being urinated out is a complete lie.
Right.
And the reality is there are scientists out there who are on top of this, and they're saying we have a quiet epidemic because guess what these neurological disorders mimic? Advanced aging. When you think of an old person, their gait slows down. They become a little wobbly. They don't move as fast. They seem to kind of just not have the energy. Walking becomes harder. Well, guess what happens when you start to develop the neurological disorders, which are actually called small fiber polyneuropathy, which B vitamins can give you. You start walking slower. Your legs feel heavy. You know, things don't work as fast anymore. And the reality is that this is advanced aging that people may be undergoing and not realizing it because of the overconsumption of B vitamins in their diet. Because, look, I was taking a 5-hour energy every day, some days too. Okay, that's right there. Bam! I'm at the maximum safe upper limits. Right, number one. Then I eat a lot. I eat steak every day. I eat beef every day. So I'm getting a lot of B vitamins in there. And then I eat lots of vegetables. Well, guess what? There's B6 and other B vitamins in there. And when you look at my diet, even my sleep product that I was using had B6 in it. 300% of the daily requirement of B. And so, you know, I've talked about the numbness in my legs for a long time, right?
Yes, I remember that.
I figured it out, man. And it's already starting to go away.
Wow.
So those of you out there who never gave any thought to this, you need to start thinking about this. If you're starting to develop numbness, tingling, pins and needles, ringing in the ears out of nowhere, you just found out you started snoring, you're developing GERD, you can't figure out why. The nervous system, even if you started noticing that the fluid doesn't move out of your legs as fast, these are all controlled by peripheral nervous systems that are the ones that are damaged by B toxicity. And no one is talking about this, and we need to, because there are a lot of people getting sick and their doctors are telling them, oh, yeah, you know, this is age, and it's not true. The doctors are not asking the right questions.
That's a great tip, and as you pointed out, it's easy to do today. Easy to do. They're fortifying everything with B vitamins.
Everything. Yeah. And why do they do it? Because everybody goes, So George Trugliato said to me, so B12 shots are dangerous. Any B taken in artificially is dangerous. You need to look at all of your B that's coming in every single day. This idea that, oh, it's water soluble, it can't hurt you, is a lie. You've been told a lie. You know what? When I tell this to physicians, they look at me like I'm crazy. So you know what I say to them? Hey, do you remember back in the days of King Henry what they used to treat syphilis? No, what was that? Mercury.
Right.
Like, so did we hold up? Did we? No, we can't give up mercury. No, did we? Or did we say, oh, wow, mercury's really not good. We probably shouldn't give that to people as a medicine anymore.
Right. Excellent point.
I mean, we got to learn from our mistakes, folks. We got to pay attention.
Yeah.
It's scary yeah. stuff. So that's my whole thing on B.
That was some great stuff, man.
Yeah. I want to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, let's answer a question or two if you have any there. Or let's talk about training. People love when we talk about training. So how's that sound?
Yeah, I've got one teed up, ready to go.
So. Okay, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Pow Hour.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrontil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrontil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrontil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrontil is
made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrontil.
Atrontil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com. 74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes? The music starts to thump louder. the weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. A little bit later in the show, we're going to be talking to Sue Ah Landa about her product, Brew Broth, B-R-U. We're going to check that out. So what do you got, Rob?
All right, I got a question from Carrie Adkison. Here, he wants to know what's going on with SARMs. Are there any in particular that I should be stocking up on? And when will they be illegal? All right. So a couple of things. I think for our purposes, the audience knows what a SARM is, correct? Selective Androgen Receptor Modulator. These were pitched to the public as having all the positives of anabolic steroids and none of the negatives or side effects. The stark reality is that every SARM that I've experimented with gave no such results like anabolic steroids. As far as the side effects go, of the ones that supposedly are the strongest and work, they have been found to downregulate your natural production of testosterone. So, it begs the question, what's going on now? April 24th, 2018, Senator Orrin Hatch introduced the SARMS Control Act of 2018. There's a couple things going on here that you should be aware of. I've got the bill in front of me. Number one, it's just been introduced, okay? That means it needs to pass the House, the Senate, and a few other hurdles before it gets to the President to sign into law. That being said, this is a real softball issue for these guys, right? They're going to paint it the same way that anabolic steroids were going to save the children. I therefore see broad bipartisan support for this. I don't think anybody's going to be coming to the rescue. That's the bad news. It'll probably pass and signed into law sometime later this year. Insofar as what would you stock up on, there is one product that I have continually received very good feedback on from people that I know and trust, and in fact, I have just picked some up recently. And that product, although technically not a SARM, is often sold with SARMs, is MK-677, which is a growth hormone secretagogue, so to speak. It gets your body to produce more, and according to the studies, no small amount more, okay? This is the real thing. I can tell you from taking it, I noticed two things. The two things that you should notice from any GH releaser: I sleep deeper, and I wake up ravenously hungry. Okay. Now, the legislation as written names 9 SARMs. A lot of them you guys are familiar with. LGD 4033, RAD 140, Andorin, Osterine, S23, I think was one of the newer ones, okay? That's the bad news. The good news is this. Thus far, MK677 doesn't appear in the in the bill. And we don't want it to, so keep it quiet. But that is that's the 411 on SARMs. I expect them to be, for this bill to pass, to be made illegal later this year. There is only one I would consider stocking up on, and that is MK677. You see where this went, though, right? I mean, it's not unlike pro-hormones. Companies started selling SARMs as nutritional supplements. And that is what brought, you know, the wrath of the FDA on the industry. And consequently, SARMs are not going to be available now to people. Now, have you heard any feedback on S23, Carl?
No, I have not.
Good, bad, or indifferent? I haven't either, okay? And it's been out there for a little while. I haven't talked to a single person, I think, that would really, really miss these nine compounds. But understand how we got here. And it's sad commentary because we didn't learn from the first time around in 2004, 2005, when they made pro-hormones illegal. Okay? The industry needs to do a much better job regulating itself. And people have to stop being greedy. You know, frankly, and listen, a lot of these SARMs, I doubt there's any real product in it. You know, let's face it. Mm-hmm. You and I both know it. The stuff is probably made up in China, shipped over here, and God knows what's in it. Okay? But if you're going to stock up on one, make it MK677. And hopefully it doesn't appear in the final version of the bill. I think you and I are of the same opinion, Carl. SARMs are...
Well, we are. But I also don't like MK677.
Have you used it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
The research on it is not good. If you pay attention to the research, it does work for the first maybe week. What all the research shows is a few things. Number one, the pituitary doesn't like to be stimulated continually,
right,
for long periods of time. We know that CJC 1295 with the long acting drug affinity complex stops working, and people only use it for 4 to 6 weeks at a time, and then they take time off, because when you continually stimulate the pituitary, it starts to become exhausted and non-responsive. MK677 actually does this in just a week or so. The research that was done on elderly people showed that almost half of the subjects who signed up for the study had to stop because they developed severe anxiety from it. Now, where the anxiety came from, I don't know. It is postulated that it is part of this whole overstimulation, continuous stimulation of the pituitary to keep producing more and more growth hormone. It could be that. It could be the elevated growth hormone initially caused blood sugar to drop dramatically because of the increased IGF-1 acts like insulin, so their blood sugar dropped, and these people were maybe not optimally insulin-sensitive. Right. But the bottom line is what they also discovered in the study was after about 2 weeks to 3 weeks, they did not see a continued rise in growth hormone. In fact, they saw a drop. So what I would say is if you like MK677, I would not use it daily. I would time it around certain workouts and just use it that night before bed after maybe a strenuous leg day. Don't use it again for another couple days because what we do know about it is that it will stop working quickly if you use it day in and day out. And all the research shows that. All the research on MK677 shows that.
And it's too bad because, you know, a truly effective oral GH releaser, and I'm not discounting it entirely.
No, I wouldn't. I
am getting real effects from it. I haven't got the anxiety yet, but we'll see. It's still early.
Well, and keep in mind that all the research, if you dig up the research and read it, you will see a curve of effectiveness. You will see that it works for about the first 2 weeks, And then it doesn't just stop working, but growth hormone levels drop down below the initial starting baseline point, which means that the pituitary is now not even responding to its own signals any longer.
Yeah.
So again, how would I use MK? I got two bottles of it at home. First of all, it tastes really bad. It does, right? I mean, it tastes really bad.
Actually, the one I got were capsules. I'll go into that later. It's legit stuff.
Oh, is it a powder, in other words, or?
Well, it's in capsules. So, you know, I haven't broken one open yet, but, you know, I will, I guess, and take a look at it. But, no, these are capsules. And it is the real deal. I mean, I'm getting that effect from it.
Yeah, but if you look at all the research on it, what you see is about 2 weeks and then it stops working. So that's why I would say to people, don't use it daily. If you train 4 days a week, maybe just use it those 4 days and don't use it the other three. But definitely take time off from it, and perhaps that would keep it being effective for you.
Yeah, and remember, right, like, people that are using real, honest-to-goodness growth hormone, it takes a while, you know, and they're using a lot more, right, than one or two IU a day.
Yes, but here's the good thing about growth hormone in general. If you're using growth hormone, it takes about 2 weeks to start seeing any changes, and the changes are subtle. They're in the skin mostly initially.
Right.
And you'll start feeling the differences within that two-week period, and you will also start to see some small signs that body fat is disappearing at about 4 weeks. The good news is you see the same slow response for it when you stop using it. So if you use growth hormone for 6 or 7 months and you stop, you will continue to still see the benefits of growth hormone for about 2 or 3 months before you go, oh man, like my skin's getting crappy. I'm not recovering as fast. So it's slow to start, but it's also slow to stop.
Yeah.
Which could be a benefit to people if they think about it. So,
yep.
Let's go ahead and take our last commercial break. And do we have a blueprint tip of the day that we could talk about today?
Yeah, of sorts, absolutely.
Okay, let's do that. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic, plus it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Ketocana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Ketocana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketocana banner ad today.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So an impromptu, off-the-cuff, blueprint tip of the day. Let's hear it, bro.
Thoughts on gaining size and strength at age 48. You know, there's a lot here I think people can benefit from. So I've been on the anabolic diet now for about a year and a half, maybe 2 years, and the gains I've made are truly remarkable. Consider this. I started at around 216 with a goal of regaining 20 pounds of muscle. Nothing could have prepared me, though, to see the numbers 246, you know, on the scale just recently. I've talked about it before. I never use it. We do have a scale. I know my tape measure numbers and my strength levels, but, you know, I can tell you unequivocally a lot of it is muscle. So the question becomes, how did I do that, right, at age 48? First, I made a decision to gain at least 20 pounds of muscle. Second, I decided on the anabolic diet would be the vehicle to do that. And third, I decided the fulcrum of the program would be 20-rep breathing squats and pullovers. Now, yes, it is true that I was 252 when I was 25, but that was a long time ago. But the combination of those three things, I made a decision, I got on the right diet, and I got on the right program, led to, you know, I was up to 236 in no time. The final 10 pounds came with some of the information that folks have gotten in my Turbo 20 seminar, where you can add just dramatic amounts of lean body mass in a very short period of time. Those are the things that work, okay? It's getting a lot of little things right. Protein intakes, right? Thrive after every workout and before bed. That was always adhered to. Progressive overload, always adhered to. A newer twist on the training, the slower negatives that I've discussed, that was another one. Sleep, consistently, 8 to 10 hours a night, sometimes more. It's never just one thing. If anyone ever tells you they have the keys to this kingdom and it's just one, don't walk away. Run. The truth is, it's simply a collection of consistently delivering the fundamentals that drive success, nothing more and nothing less. I'm going to add this. I was on an interview recently, and the guy asked me this question. You're no doubt familiar with it. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? I laughed and told him I don't plan 5 years ahead. I said, you know the old joke, you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. I then took a page out of Carl Lenore's book.
Oh, you're going to get yourself in trouble now.
And I said, in my opinion, people would be much better served to focus on being resilient, because it never goes according to plan. And here's how I'm going to bring it back to one of my current goals, to box squat 500 pounds. I started at 400. German loading pattern 1 got me to 4 1/4. German loading pattern 2 got me to 450. And then I started the Russian program. And it all went to hell in the last week. I was hitting everything up until the last week. Now, it could have been I was sick, could have been a lot of things. But the point is, at that point in time, it wasn't going according to plan. So what did I do? I refreshed. I regrouped. And I started another loading pattern that I had in my back pocket. One workout a week to a new peak. And in 3 weeks, I went from being stuck at 450 to 475 for a single. Now I am a stone's throw away from hitting my goal. And I will hit it with yet another program that is probably almost 20 years old now, that was done by Sean Phillips. I'm sure a lot of you guys might be familiar with it. But the point is this. Progress at any age is not about one thing. It's not about, man, I got on creatine and there it is. No. Or I got on this one training. No. It's your training. It's your diet. It's the amount of rest that you're getting. And it's about being resilient. If you're not already, get on board. Because I don't care what your 5-year plan is, it's not going to go according to plan. You're going to need a backup plan. And for that, Carl Lenore, I thank you very much. I actually think this guy respected that answer more than some flim-flam, here's where I want to be in 5 years.
Well, and you know, and the reality is you can have long-term goals, right? But right. They have to be preceded with the words, if I'm still here. You know,
yes.
If I'm still here, I'd like to do this. And if I'm still here, I'd like to own that. And if I'm still here, I would like to be there.
Yeah.
Because what I've learned in the recent times, losing two friends at the gym, one, because he just didn't see the car.
Yeah.
And the guy probably would have lived to be 100.
God, that was terrible.
So, you know, and that's why, to tear a page out of the book of Alcoholics Anonymous,
yeah,
one day at a time, if you focus on, and look, we know this. Right? Your mom used to say, worry about the pennies and the dollars take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Focus on getting today right. Just today right. And then do that every single day. But if you just focus on getting today right, doing the things you need to do today, then the weeks and months take care of themselves and the journey takes care of itself.
Yeah. I went to see a financial advisor once and, you know, talk about retirement. And I'm stressing, you know, I was like, look, I got this much money now. If we assume this growth rate when I turn 65 and it's going to last till I'm 95, but what happens if I live to be lucky? He stopped me and he put his hand on my shoulder and he said, Rob, nobody guarantee you that you're going to wake up tomorrow. There's no guarantees. And to your point, you know, the two friends you lost, there was a person here that I graduated high school with died of an opioid overdose. But he's not the only one. You know, we had a tragically, we had a 12-year-old little boy that was hit and killed by a car after he got off the bus in my town. And I'll tell you, when you go to the funeral and you see a tiny casket and the effects that it had on his father, who I go to jiu-jitsu with, you understand the importance of what you just said. Make every single day count.
And make sure that every day you find some joy. You know what? I got to leave you with this because we're going to have to end the show. I had an amazing experience a couple days ago. I was in the car singing a song, and I felt the height of joy. The next song that came on was a favorite of my sister's. And I thought of my sister, and I started to cry.
Wow.
So I felt joy, and I felt sadness within minutes of each other. And I thought to myself, we talk about heart rate variability. What is your emotional variability like? Are you stuck in one plane all the time? You're always angry? Are you always sad? Or are you always artificially happy? Live life, feel life, enjoy life. Because the reality is, I don't care if you have abs or not. I don't care if you're 10 pounds heavier than you want to be. If you're not enjoying your life, you're missing out on the reason that you're here. And I have to jump because we're going long here.
All right, brother.
Great show. I'll talk to you later, brother, okay?
All right,
so we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Sue Landa to talk about an interesting new product that actually got some coverage on Dr. Oz. Stay tuned.
Products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H Hemp Company and code SHR.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenix Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenix Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenix Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenix banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenix Prime, I couldn't have done it without it. What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous, signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body. Crazy savings, insane results.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Starting the week off with Tuesday. Kind of weird for me. I keep thinking today's Monday. So, bone broth is all the rage. Some of the benefits of bone broth can be found from both the collagen and the glycine that makes up about 22 to 30% of the collagen. People find that bone broth can actually reverse some of the damages that have been done to their guts over the years from their diet. Bone broth can calm you down. The glycine is known to actually reduce levels of anxiety. Maybe that's why when people drink a nice cup of warm bone broth, they relax. Early on in our nutritional history, we actually made broth from the bones of animals. But then somewhere around the early 1900s, we started to use fake broth additives called bouillon. And because bone broth was difficult. It was hard. It was, people were always looking for easier ways out. I mean, look at Crisco, right? Now we know we're better off with tallow and animal fats. So bone broth is making a resurgence, and rightfully so. My next guest is Sua Landa. How you doing, Sua?
I'm doing great, Carl. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. And there are a lot of people in the bone broth category today, but I've heard an interesting story about you. Tell my audience how you got started, why you even felt the need to produce a product for this category.
Yeah, I'm happy to, Carl. I grew up drinking bone broth my entire life. It's part of my culture and my heritage. I'm Korean. And if you've ever been to Korean barbecue or gone up and, you know, had a Korean meal, there's almost always broth, and it should be bone broth served with your meal if it's not a component in your meal in and of itself. And so for me, drinking bone broth was just kind of what I knew. Where it went from kind of the category of food to the category of something beyond food and into medicine was when my father was diagnosed with colon cancer. And even though after the birth of my two sons, the very first thing that I woke up, you know, kind of recovered to was the bone broth my mom would bring to me in the hospital, I didn't really realize it until my dad was diagnosed with it. He had lost 25% of his body weight during the course of, you know, his journey with it. And my mom and I would go to our local butcher shop and we'd buy just tons of pounds of bones, not literally tons, but lots of bones, make gallons of bone broth, and we would bring it to him in the hospital every single day. And wow. For weeks on end in the hospital, months on end, I have to say the doctors and the nurses were about as excited about the bone broth as my dad was because, you know, you can imagine this sort of, you know, 75-year-old Korean lady walking around with these vats of bone broth in her carafe, just literally just offering bone broth to everyone in the hospital. And I saw what it did in helping my father and a lot of other folks, actually, who we met along the way who were sick with cancer, Crohn's colitis, and, you know, a lot of other autoimmune conditions, in helping him get nourished when he couldn't eat solid food and when he really needed a source of protein and all the other things that bone broth has. And so I decided to try to see if I can help, and I started making bone broth out of my kitchen and literally putting it in jars and delivering it to a lot of folks within the Bay Area. I will say most of my early customers were cancer patients and, you know, kind of various other autoimmune conditions.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I had two little boys, and I'd kind of throw them in the car, and I'd have these jars of bone broth that I would sort of deliver around the Bay Area. What was interesting was kind of an interesting pivotal point for it was when the paleo community started to embrace bone broth. And so, again, keep in mind, this is 3 years ago. You know, nobody was really making bone broth at that time. You had a couple of Tetra Pak options. Not a lot of people were making it in any commercially available way.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to create a clean organic bone broth using only organic bones. So from day one, when everybody told me, you know, gosh, that's just not a way to make any money. And it wasn't about making money
right.
day one, but you know, I only used organic pastured chicken, organic grass-fed, grass-finished beef, all organic ingredients from the very first day, because this was something that had to be good enough for my dad, as well as a lot of other people who were sick. And so I remember we were at a CrossFit Masters event. We had just kind of gone to just, you know, get a booth and sort of see if people wanted to drink this bone broth. And we were mobbed all day by people who were, you know, all the CrossFitters who were coming after their event saying, you know, my trainer sent me here. I'm supposed to drink this stuff. I don't even know what it is, but it's supposed to be good for you. I'm supposed to drink this stuff. And that was probably my aha moment of maybe there's sort of to do this beyond just delivering it. To kind of sell into local stores. And again, this was years before this became this trend
mm-hmm.
that it is right now. But yeah, those are kind of the early beginnings of brew broth.
So the word brew, where does that come from?
Yeah, you know, it's really just trying to find an easy word to show. This is something that's been cooked. You know, all of our bone broths are cooked for over 24 hours. And a little bit of a play on something that, you know, kind of psychologically you might think of as something that's warm, that's kind of had some care in how it's been.
Yeah,
made.
Yeah. Something that also has some medicinal apothecary origins, right? We think of like a brew being something that carries along with it, not just maybe flavor and nutrition, but also some sort of medicinal secrets, right?
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah. Herbs and kind of other magical ingredients.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very cool. So isn't everybody doing bone broth these days from from pastured animals? And because, you know, I love people who juice. I have friends who juice, right? So I say, oh, you buy organic? No, no. And I say, well, you realize you're concentrating all these phytonutrients that you're going after, but you're also concentrating all of the petrochemicals that are sprayed on these crops as well. And then they look at me and they go, oh, you know, I never thought about that, right? So when you it's important to understand that animals, like human beings, we store toxins in specific places. The kind of places we store toxins are generally areas where there's fat.
Mm-hmm.
When you get a bone, any bone, you know, there's some content of fat in there. That's what usually comes up to the top and it gives it that oily, rich, you know, texture in your mouth. And so it seems to me that if I don't make bone broth because it takes a long time and I'm already doing as much as I can. I can't imagine that I have time to carve out of my day. And that's why I turn to companies like yours to buy bone broth so I can enjoy it without having to slave over it. But I would have thought that all the bone broth manufacturers today realize the value of quality sourcing out, you know, high quality pasture raised organic when it's appropriate, you know, starting materials. That's not the case, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. You know, it's really, it makes me sad, quite honestly, when, you know, people tell me that they're sick and that they're making bone broth or they're buying bone broth and I see what's in their cart and I know it's not organic, you know, and in some cases, you know, there's a lot of confusion out there. Consumers aren't really sure what, you know, what is bone broth? What's the difference between that and broth and stock and, you know, what you're buying? And because it is a new category, there really is kind of this wide breadth of what it could be. And you're right. If you're cooking something, whether it's a few hours or over 24 hours, like we do, whatever is in that animal, the fat, the bones, the marrow, all of that, that is what you're cooking out. And so the pesticides, the GMOs, the toxins, if you're not going to a reputable source or your, you know, butcher for the quality meats that is organic, that is pasture, that is grass fed and grass finished, you know, what you're getting in there is going to be all of the other stuff. And so there's a lot of education still to be had in this category. And again, what people don't realize is some of what's sold, you know, in those cartons, it's 150 parts hydrolyzed meat protein to water. I mean, it's basically got a meat flavored water, which maybe that's better than nothing, especially if you're sick and you need to drink something and get a little bit of protein and a little bit of water. But it's certainly not going to be something that's going to make you better and healthier the way that a good quality bone broth is going to do.
So explain to me the difference. That's a good point. What is the difference between bone broth and just plain old chicken broth, right? What's the difference?
Yeah. There's a lot of difference, you know, really it's hard. You almost can't tell by looking at the package what it is unless it is specifically called out. So the better bone broth companies will call out organic pasture chicken, pasture, you know, grass fed beef, but they'll also call out the cook time. And so to me, a real bone broth has been cooked over 24 hours. You know, that's the point where you really get all those nutrients that you want to get, those essential amino acids, you know, that great gelatin, and cooking out to that period of time is really different from a broth that's been cooked for 1 or 2 hours. You're not going to get as much of the collagen and the protein and those essential amino acids. So unfortunately for the consumer, we're not quite at a place where they're going to be able to tell unless they go and do their research. But those companies that are doing it, you know, we want to get credit for that. We want to get credit for the fact that, you know, the process of procuring the bones and the right bones and cooking it for a period of time, yeah, it takes longer. And yes, it's more expensive, which is why that product that you're getting isn't going to be a $1.99 Tetra Pak. But hopefully those people who are actually coming to bone broth with, you know, with a need for it, you know, that they want to, you know, get the benefits of it, whether they're athletes or whether they have an autoimmune condition or they're on the GAPS diet or whatever it is that's bringing them to that, that they do their research and kind of understand that it could be anything. Bone broth could be something cooked for an hour. It could be cooked for over 24 hours, but it should be an over 24-hour cook.
Okay, and is that because it takes 24 hours to actually render the magic that's buried in those bones from within
Correct.
To without?
Correct. Absolutely.
Okay, so, and that, you know, you just explained, I was going to ask you a question about gelatin, and now I understand why. So I've never drank your bone broth warm. It's been hot and I've wanted, and I like the one that has the cayenne flavor in it. I love the one that has coffee flavor, by the way. but I've always ever drank them cold and they're thick. And now I know why, because the gelatin wants to congeal when it's cold. So it actually changes the viscosity of the porridge to, if I warm it up, I'm sure, and I've never have, it'll probably be very, very superfluous and liquid-like. But because I drink it cold, it's thick.
Absolutely. Yes, you are. You are. There are a number of people who do drink our product cold, and it's great that you do as well, Carl. But yes, it is thick. And actually, the reason why it's not thicker is because, you know, we are the only company that combines cold-pressed vegetable and root juices. So the cayenne one, not so much, but most of our chickens, the greens have cold-pressed kale and parsley and fennel and celery juices mixed in. The turmeric ginger has cold-pressed organic turmeric and ginger juices juiced in. And the reason why I combine the juices is, you know, that was really for me. You know, I was a big juicer as well, and I was always juicing, but I felt that for me, a lot of the juices that I bought that just had too much sugar in it. And I wasn't getting enough protein, so I would drink a juice. And even though I know there's so many great benefits from juicing, especially if you juice yourself, it just, I was hungry again within 30 minutes. And so I literally had bone broth in my fridge. I had all these greens. I put it through kind of my blender. I combined the two. And that's how I created my first, my first product, which was called Hot Greens, which has a little tiny bit of jalapeno and a lot of greens that's juiced in. And so the viscosity would be a lot thicker if we didn't add fresh pressed juices, if we didn't add the apple cider vinegar, which again is also really good for you, but the apple cider vinegar is also great because it helps draw out the nutrients in the bones when you cook it as well. But my broths, when they are, before I do anything to it, are just big lumps of Jell-O before we actually add the ingredients to it and then bottle it.
Yeah, it's very cool stuff. I like it a lot. I like the flavors. I like that you've got some really cool flavors. You've got some warm flavors, you know, you've got some savory flavors. It just makes it fun to drink. You're not drinking the same thing all the time. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk to the audience about the fact that you've kind of been tapped by fame and Dr. Oz because of your product. I want to talk about that. And then also when we come back from the break, you have a special offer for my audience we're going to talk about. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking to Sue Ah Landa about her product, Brew Broth, BRUBROTH.com. We're going to tell you about a special offer for those listening to the show today. But Sue Ah is has been touched by fame. You were on the Dr. Oz show, right? Or you're going to be. Which one is it?
Yes. Well, I taped the show. The show airs on June 4th. And, yeah, it was part of Dr. Oz's quest for the next big health idea. And he, scoured the country and looked at and tasted and found thousands of products and met with lots of entrepreneurs. And I was selected as one of the top three finalists in the nation to go to New York and give a pitch for my product and be judged by Dr. Oz and Barbara Corcoran from the Shark Tank.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she's really sharp. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, really. She's great.
So can you come away with some sort of a relationship with her as a result? If you are one of the winners, will they invest in your company and catapult you to superstardom?
Oh, I wish. I wish that was the case. You know, unfortunately, I think Barbara is quite often a guest speaker on the Dr. Oz show. Mm-hmm. And I did get sort of my 30 seconds with her and a little bit more than that with Dr. Oz. I'm hoping that one day I'll be able to see her again in some capacity. But for the purposes of the show, you know, which, by the way, they haven't announced, you know, obviously the winner and kind of all that happens on June 4th. But I was just tickled pink to have them taste my product. And you know, so you'll see it on the show. They drink your product, they taste the product on the show, and they judge on air. So they kind of take a minute to talk amongst themselves. And then they do announce the winner on set at the same time. So it was a pretty fast-moving, kind of adrenaline-paced episode, which was a lot of fun.
I have to imagine that you've put so much thought into your bone broth production that you've also put thought into the plastic bottle that it's in. I just got a message on Facebook asking about the plastic bottle. My first question about that would be, are the broths put in the bottle while they're still warm or after they're cold already?
Yeah, no, that's a really good question. And you are 100% right. I put a lot of time into this. I really wanted to be in a glass bottle. That's how I originally sold my bone broth. But the problem is I combine cold pressed vegetable and root juices. And so the process that we use is not a heat pasteurization. It's a cold pressure pasteurization that, you know, a lot of the juice companies use. And you cannot do glass with that. It's literally the type of pasteurization that involves like this crazy pressure that's equivalent to being, you know, I don't know, 1,000 miles or 1,000 meters under the ocean.
Right.
So that no bacteria can survive. And so for me to have kind of kept the integrity of what I wanted, which was this fresh, super fresh bone broth with the freshest vegetables and root juices, I had to go through HPP, which is why we are in the plastic. We fill the bottles cold, so the broth obviously is cooked and it's chilled, and it's added to the cold-pressed vegetable and root juices. And we just help the consumers either drink it that way or they pour it into a mug or pour it, into your soap top and heat it that way, which is what I do.
Yeah, you should never heat plastic in the microwave. If you haven't heard that, I'm talking to the audience. If you've never heard that before, let me be the first to tell you. Pour it in a mug appropriate for microwave heating, or pour it into a saucepan and heat it slowly on the stove. So you have a special offer for my audience, don't you?
I do. I have a great offer. So we sell a lot of cleanses online. You know, we sell individual bottles in stores such as Whole Foods and Sprouts and local natural retail stores. But online, we do something different where we sell kind of 3, 5, and 7 day cleanses. And what's great about a bone broth cleanse is that you are cleansing, you know, it's protein. You know, each bottle has about 10 to 12 grams of protein, 100 calories, no gluten, no sugar, very minimal net carbs, less than 3 net carbs. So I sell a 3-day cleanse for about $90 online. And for your listeners, I'd like to offer my 3-day cleanse for just $49 plus free shipping.
Wow. So wait a minute. Wait a minute. You can't gloss over that. Folks, this is a liquid in bottles. It's expensive to ship. It's $49 plus free shipping. If you factor the shipping in, you're getting this cleanse for about $17. You know, I know I'm being facetious, but I'm probably pretty close, you know?
You're pretty close.
Yeah.
We want your listeners. I mean, these are the types of people who I know, you know, are interested in health and wellness and, you know, very well educated. Through your show, Carl, as well as just, I'm sure, what they do in their everyday lives. And, you know, we would love for you to try Brew Broth and experience it. A bone broth cleanse is different from a juice cleanse in that you're not as hungry because, again, you're getting that protein. You're getting all those essential amino acids. You're also getting a lot of the nutrients from the juices. And we do recommend a nice clean meal, one meal. So you get 3 bottles a day of bone broth, a nice clean meal. You're going to feel great. Your skin's going to look amazing. And yeah, for $49, you can't beat that.
That is so awesome. And I got to tell you something, man. I love this bone broth. I really, really do.
I'm so happy.
I like it cold. I'm a minimalist in life because I'm so jammed up 99% of the time that, you know, I carry my food with me. I have to run out the door in the morning with enough meals to get me through the day. And, you know, I'm not one that's going to bother heating something up just for the added effect of it. I just want the nutrition. I just want the fuel. I want the benefits, but with less work. I just crack a cap open and drink this stuff down, and it goes down so easy, and it's so tasty. And the flavors are spot on. You know, the cayenne, I'm someone who's sensitive to, as I've gotten older, I'll be 60 actually in a couple of weeks. I become more sensitive to spicy. Like if I get a Bloody Mary at brunch, I have to make sure to tell them that I don't want anything spicy in it because I just can't drink it. And I thought, I was worried about the cayenne. The cayenne is smooth. It's something about the thickness and the richness of the broth almost kind of buffers the spicy of the cayenne. Have you been told that before?
Yeah, it's funny that you say that. A lot of people get scared off when they see the cayenne. And I think it is that delivery of the broth, which is, you know, kind of, it's enrobed in that gelatin, that, you know, again, naturally is good for your intestinal lining. It's good for your gut health. And I think that kind of helps carry the cayenne through. So you get that taste profile and you get the benefits of the cayenne, but it's kind of being sort of cradled in sort of the goodness and nourishment of the gelatin.
Yeah. Yeah. I would call it cayenne-ish. That's what I would call it. All right. So there you go. So how do people take advantage of this offer? They go to the brewbroth.com website?
Yeah. Go to brewbroth.com and just type in SHR cleanse. That's it. SHR cleanse.
SHRCLEANSE, all one word.
All one word, SHR cleanse.
Take advantage of this, folks. This is really a great product. And at that price, that's just stupid not to do it. It's brubroth.com, brewbroth.com. Suha, thank you so much for being on the show today and much luck in the future, okay?
Thank you so much, Carl. It was great speaking with you today.
Take care. So that's it for today's show. Thanks to Coach Rob Regish. Visit his website, coachrobregish.com. Of course, heed my warning, folks. I'm telling you, B vitamins should not be taken willy-nilly. You should be clear that they can bioaccumulate to high hazardous levels if you're not active enough and if you're not drinking enough water. And on top of that, if you're supplementing with a lot of it, if you're taking a lot of energy shots, energy drinks, supplements, you're taking a B vitamin, you're eating processed foods that are fortified with B. I mean, I promise you, 10 years from now, I'll still be on the air. It'll be 13 years in November. And we'll be looking back to this period of time and people go, wow, Carl Lenore was the first one to really start focusing on this. And it's not just B6, B12. There are other B vitamins that are bioaccumulating in people and causing problems. And we will see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.